There's a donut in Montana that, while very interesting, is not a donut anyone probably wants to consume. That's because this donut is over 150 years old. With those facts, you know there has to be an interesting story behind it, and I'll share it next on the American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
It was April of 1864, and a young man was headed to war.
There was a soldier from Maine, and he was getting ready to go to the Civil War. And the night before, his mom baked him a dozen donuts, and he went off to war.
Big deal, right? Well, as Bunny Miller explains, that soldier, W.B. Chick, came to Miles City, Montana after the Civil War.
He had family here, so he came on the train and spent the night with his aunt, and they decided he really should clean that knapsack out because he'd just been stuffing stuff in it, you know. And then they did. They found one of those donuts clear down in the corner, and he gave it to her.
So what is an aunt supposed to do with a donut that was already several years old and had followed the soldier into battle during the Civil War? Well, she kept it, passed it down to other family members, and in 1942, it came here to the Range Riders Museum.
When it turned 150, we had a birthday party here for it, and some of the family had found out about it, and so they came and had a family reunion, and there were 16 members of that man's family.
Two gentlemen dressed as Union soldiers to guard the century-and-a-half-old donut. While there are plenty of great things to see at the museum, that donut seems to have a following all of its own.
Every year, the second graders of the schools here in Miles City come out here. And when they come back as adults, or maybe they're just out of college or something, first thing they ask when they walk in the door, do you still have the donut? Yes, we do.
Today, the donut is under glass. No one is sure if it would turn to dust or be as hard as a hockey puck if you tried to eat it, but no one will be eating an artifact that literally brings people here just to see it and learn about the history of ranching and so much more at the Range Riders Museum. Traveling the countryside in Miles City, Montana, I'm Andrew McCrae.